Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will be discussing women in Nazi Germany. We will first of all consider the different attitudes that the Nazis had towards women, and then we will go on to look at specific actions which were taken by the Nazis that affected women. Women in Nazi Germany had limited opportunities, and they were often expected to focus their lives on three key aspects: children, kitchen, and the church. The 1920s had seen an expansion of women's rights. All across Europe and the world, many women gained the right to vote in elections or to work in new and different types of jobs. The Nazis aimed to reverse many of these changes, forcing women to fit in with Nazi beliefs instead. During the Nazis' rise to power, women were more likely than men to vote for the Nazis. This may have been because of Nazis' women's groups, and also propaganda that was aimed specifically at women. Women also were the groups most likely to provide food and families, and thus may have benefited most from Nazi food parcels and other support during the Depression. Nazi Germany was an extremely sexist place. Women had crucial roles in society, but those tasks were very limited. The Nazis believed that the two main purposes for a woman was firstly to have as many children as they could, and then to look after her husband and those children. Education and employment were not seen as hugely important for women. Women often had limited education opportunities, and they were encouraged to give up their jobs. Although this changed as the World War II became closer, when the Nazis needed more workers. The Nazis wanted a higher birth rate to produce the mothers, workers and soldiers of the future. Loans and grants were given to encourage marriage and births, and the Mother's Cross Medal was given to women that had four or more children. The Nazis also tried other methods to get more children to be born in Germany. The Lebensborn program saw young, healthy German women encouraged to have babies with SS members, but the children were not kept with their mothers afterwards, often being sent to Nazi children's homes. The Nazis also wanted more marriages, which they believed would lead to more children being born. Marriage loans were available. However, marriages between Germans and Jews were outlawed, and such couples would face prison if they kept living together. Education was also used to influence women. Girls in school were given lessons on homemaking, with a similar focus in Nazi youth groups for girls. And university places for women were limited to only 10%. Although again this changed during World War II because of the need to have more skilled workers. Women were stopped from working as civil servants, doctors, lawyers or judges, and when women left many of these jobs, they were not then counted as being unemployed. Women also had a limited political influence, as they were banned from serving as members of the Reichstag. Women's lives were controlled by the Nazis in other ways too. They were encouraged to wear only simple and plain clothes, and the wearing of makeup and trousers was also discouraged, as was smoking in public.